California crackdown on unwanted email could help to build momentum for a federal law limiting spam. Several anti-spam measures are pending in Congress, but observers say they're likely to weaken the protection offered by a new California law. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Some lawmakers want to hit the delete button for good on those unwanted Viagra and home mortgage ads clogging the nation's email inboxes. Critics say spam is not just irritating, but costly, jamming computer networks and hurting productivity. Ari Schwartz of the nonprofit Center for Democracy and Technology says the time has come for federal anti-spam legislation.
Consumers are very concerned about it, and I think internet companies are very concerned about it. And when you get consumer groups and the internet industry aligned on some of these issues, it's easy to get things moving through Congress.
But none of the proposed federal legislation would be as tough on spam as a new California law signed this week. The measure makes it illegal for any company to send unsolicited email to a California resident who's not already a customer. Violators can be sued for $1,000 per email. Either the Attorney General or internet service providers can enforce the law, but email recipients can also go after spammers themselves. John Mazzina of the Coalition Against Unsolicited Commercial Email says that turns the economics of spam on its head.
Spammers literally only need to hit one or two or three in a million people to make money, and they can do that because it doesn't cost them any more money to email a million people than it does to email 1,000 people. But now, all of a sudden, they're potentially hitting somebody who has the legal right and the legal capability to take them to court for violating the law.
And a spammer who stumbles on two or three angry Californians wielding lawsuits could quickly lose whatever money he's made. Spammers are likely to challenge the California law as an unconstitutional barrier to interstate commerce. An earlier state law targeting misleading spam survived such a challenge, but Professor David Sorkin of John Marshall Law School says the new, more sweeping measure could be vulnerable.
It's one thing for a state to say you can't commit fraud when it comes into our state, and if that affects fraud going on elsewhere, it's not that big a deal. When a state says you can't send certain types of marketing messages to our state, if the effect of that is that you can't send those marketing messages anywhere, it's a much bigger impact on commerce.
Sorkin says that wouldn't be an issue if the federal government tried to limit spam, but he says the bills now pending in Congress offer less protection and would likely nullify the stronger California law.
I think that's unfortunate, not because I think states ought to be regulating the internet, but because personally I don't think any of the bills in Congress now would do much good. And I think if one of them passes, it's likely to do more harm than good.
If it's not overturned by the courts or watered down by Congress, California's anti-spam law will take effect January 1st. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.